Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Writer Chick with your host, Kay Nicole.
Warning y'all now, there's going to be some minor language in this. So if that bothers you, then I'm sorry. And if not, then feel free to listen on.
So it's been a very busy week. There's been a lot going on. I don't even know where to start. But one piece of good news is I just got a job. So I'm super excited. It pays $15 an hour. And yeah, so we'll see how that goes. Oh my god, I sound like I'm dying. I'm really not. It's just because I'm not drinking enough water. But let's get into the normal stuff and then we can get into the episode. So first things first, you guys are allowed to donate to the podcast if you so choose to. I'm not gonna break down your door and force you to give me your money, but if you choose to, you know, slide a little extra funds my way, then I'm okay with that. Otherwise, you're fine. I'm not gonna force you. Number two, this podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and YouTube, although I don't upload enough. So feel free to check it out on those platforms if you so choose to. That or you're already listening to me on your platform of choice. And if you are, then hello and thank you for supporting. Really appreciate that. Number three, I do have ad space that I'm offering on this podcast. So if you want to promote yourself on here, then feel free to shoot me an email and or check out my prices on my blog. Up to you. I also have a free book review sign up for anyone that is a self-published author. So if you want me to read your book and give you a review on my blog, then you might want to sign up. I'll read just about anything. But if you want podcast episode space, then you, like I said, you'll have to consult the advertisement section. So I would go there for that. Four, make sure to follow me on Instagram at K the Writer. That's K-A-E, the Writer. I actually put a poll up for which episode people wanted to see this week, and you all picked Beginning to Write, which ironically was going to be the episode I was going to do anyway. So I found that really funny. And then there was two other episodes that were tied with each other, so I'm probably going to throw another poll up there to get y'all to decide which one you want. So if you want to be a part of that voting process, then you might want to slide over to my Instagram page. Other than that, I think that's everything. If you didn't already read the title, today's episode is Beginning to Write. And obviously writing is near and dear to my heart, considering the name of the podcast. I mean, The Writer Chick. We're going to talk about writing. That is just what we do. I feel like, how do I start writing is such a common question. I'm not gonna lie, I've had a lot of people ask me like, oh, how'd you start writing? Or what's your process like? And blah, blah, blah. Like, I've had plenty of people ask me that question. So I just wanted to do kind of an episode about that. I can understand how writing can be kind of daunting, because then you have all these rules and regulations, and you gotta know how to create a decent plot and create three-dimensional characters and find your genre, and then you gotta avoid cliches, and it's just a whole headache. And you got, you know, the 3-act story structure, so then most people get overwhelmed and say, oh, I can't do it, and then give up, or they think that it's got to be perfect on the first try. But I'm here to tell you that that's false. It does not have to be perfect. And even though, yes, you should know things like plot and characters and genres and cliches and da-da-da-da and all, you know, the bullshit that everyone has to learn at some point, writing is still an explorative process and you should treat it as such. So I wouldn't boggle yourself down with what society says you need to do, and I would just discover it for yourself. You're never really going to get good at it until you start writing, which is where I'm going to start at. So my best advice for new writers is to just start writing, because I hate to break it to you, your first draft is going to be bad. I don't know if you guys have heard this quote. I forgot who it was by. Was it Ernest Hemingway or was it someone else? I don't know. Somebody, there's plenty of quotes out there that where people are like, oh, you got to write a bad first draft in order to create something. So I guess that's where I'm going with right now. I'm drawing a blank on the quote. But if you find it, then shoot me a DM or something and let me know. Or drop it in the comments. I'm more than happy to read it. But basically what I'm saying is, like, you have to actually create something in order to make it better. So if your first draft sucks, then that's okay. Trust me, I have plenty of first drafts that I've written that are absolutely horrible. They're an absolute dumpster fire. I never want it to see the light of day. That's how bad it is. But what's great is that it gave me something to actually edit upon, and I ended up creating the books that I have now. So the books that I have out right now would not have come to fruition if I didn't just start doing it. So you shouldn't really worry about people liking it or if you're going to earn money from it or whatever. It's not about that. It's about just writing and enjoying the process. I think you should know the fundamentals because the fundamentals are important, but I don't think that it should keep you from the creative process of it. So the great thing about first drafts is that it's pure vibes. Even if you don't use half of that stuff in the second draft or the third draft or the fourth draft and it's just all bullshit, at least you got it down. At least you got your idea on paper, and at least it's not just up in your head. Now it's an actual physical thing that you can play around with. So yeah, just start. A lot of the elements like plot and characters and, you know, whatever else is out there, it takes time and practice. And in order to get that time and practice, you have to write. So learn from the process and have fun with it. Writing is supposed to be that way. I promise you that I would not have learned the things that I've learned already if I didn't write bad books prior. If I didn't write Can I Tell You a Story About My Soul or Empty Boxes, I wouldn't have had Morning Doves and I wouldn't have known what to do differently. Now I know how to format better. Now I know, okay, what I want to include in a poem and what I don't want to include in a poem. I know how to kind of edit it together to where it makes sense, to make it concise but still full of heart. You know, there I've learned from that. And now with my novel, I've learned what I want to do differently with my second one. So now I know, okay, I don't want to be as wordy. Okay, now I know that I want to take more time with the characters. Okay, now I know I want to take more time with the plot and blah, 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 blah. There are things I know I can improve on because I let myself fuck up on the first one. So not everything is going to be perfect. And if the day you let go of that idea that it has to be, you're going to be set. So yeah, I think that's very important. That would be my biggest thing. I think that over time, I think I've mentioned this before, but over time, I think I've forgotten the joyful part of writing. And now I find myself struggling to get back to that because now I'm worried about monetary rewards and if people are going to like it or if I can make a living off of it or, oh man, I need to have a finished product in order to stay relevant. You know, because if I go too long without writing a book, people are going to forget about me. So it's things like that that kind of get my inner critic jumping out. And then I'm like, damn, am I even as good as I really thought I was? And then I just have a whole spiral and then I never write anything. And you can't do that if you're trying to build something. You have to just learn to get out of your own head sometimes and just write for you. You got to remember that writing is it's more of an individual process. It can be a group process, but it's usually more of an individual thing that you do. And you have to remember the reasons why you started writing in the first place in order to get back to that passion. I swear to God, I have an episode where I was talking about this still. It might be the creative burnout episode. It might be that episode where I kind of was mentioning this. So if you want to learn some more about that, I guess you can go check that episode out. But yeah, those are kind of my thoughts on that. I feel like you're just never going to get anything done. And especially if you are nitpicking every sentence, every little character detail, every fucking scene, and trying to make it absolutely perfect, you're gonna fall short. Because trust me, even the best books out there are never perfect. It's just not. There's plenty of people who hate really great books, and it just is, because art is subjective. I don't know. The less time you spend doing that, the more time you can spend being creative. I know people always say, oh, don't edit as you go and da 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 da. I think if it's like big things that you can just add to the draft, then I don't have a problem like going behind and editing again. But I think that if it's like line edits and stuff, then you need to save that for the editing process. Don't do it while you're doing your first draft. You're never going to get it done. So yeah. So if, like I said before, if you're new to the writing scene and you're scared to start that story for whatever reason, here's your sign to do it. Just love it, breathe it, eat it, sleep with it, and enjoy it, you know, because once you get to the editing, it's gonna not be as fun. Like I'm gonna tell you the truth, it's not gonna be as fun anymore, not at all. I love and hate it. Like I love the idea of like completely dismantling your story and like coming up with new ideas to input and, you know, piecing together. It's almost like building a puzzle from scratch. But I don't mind editing, but I hate like third or fourth or fifth edits. Those are like usually the final edits. Those are around the time you start doing line edits and making sure your grammar is correct and all this bullshit nobody wants to do. I cannot take that part of editing. But I love the second draft editing where you're basically re-piecing together the story, taking out really big plot points and like coming up with something better. And that's the fun part of it for me. But I don't like the line editing. So it's like a catch 22 for me. But like I'm saying, for beginning writers, I think it's important that you just write that first draft and keep it pushing. I will eventually do episode centered predominantly around like plot and character and whatever the fuck else. I promise I will, but I didn't really want this episode to be like that because I don't think that should be the very first thing you do. I think that if you're going to start writing, you need to just start and just kind of learn as you go. Because I realize I'm that type of person where if I start trying to research it, I'll never do it. Because then I'm like, okay, I know all these things, but the minute I sit down to do it, I'm like overwhelmed. You know what I mean? So I don't know if other people are like this, but I'm like that. So that's why I'm saying from my personal experience, it's better to just jump head first and figure it out later. So for example, if you guys didn't know, I want to learn how to do screenwriting and or I'm in the process of learning. I literally added a minor to my major because I'm a psych major and a film studies minor. I literally decided to get into film studies because I wanted to learn how to do screenwriting. And I promise you, I did all the research in the world. I looked up everything about it online. I looked up everything about it on YouTube. I'm taking classes about it now, learning about film and blah, 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 blah. You know, all that jazz, right? Guess how many screenplays I've written? Two. I've written a movie, which is terrible, by the way. It's absolutely horrible. And that was just as a first step, just to get my feet wet. And then I wrote a short film for my screenwriting class. But have I picked it back up since? No. And why is that? Honestly, I'm a little overwhelmed. I get really overwhelmed with all the stuff that you have to do with it. And I just kind of stopped writing in that area. I mean, I'm still writing. It's just I'm writing other things. So maybe once I get past my other projects, maybe I'll get back into it. But for right now, it's just like I've always felt so overwhelmed with the process that I just didn't get back into it. So that's why I only have two screenplays to my name. Or if you still are like, oh, okay, I need a little bit of planning, then the best thing you can do is just learn just the tiniest little bit and then jump straight in. Don't waste too much time trying to research. See, okay, I fucked up on this entire like blog post. Remember, I wrote this a while back, over a year ago. So I don't have it like structured in like certain sequences. So I know what I'm talking about. It's kind of all over the place. But anyways, for new writers, how do you come up with ideas? And that is something I'm still learning. I feel like if you're going to try to come up with a really good idea, I would one say pay attention to the world around you. I would really pay attention to how people talk and walk and interact with each other. Maybe look at nature, look at people's faces, look at people's outfits, you know, things like that. If you have certain experiences that you think you could write about, channel them and write about it. Now, this is a slippery slope because if you're like me, you then get really used to using your pain as a way to fuel your creativity. And that can be unhealthy as fuck. So use that at your own discretion. I have not written a poem in months because I'm not in pain. So it makes it hard. But yeah, don't be like me. Or you can look at the news, you can look at films, you can read other books and get ideas, you can talk with other people, you can listen to music. Like I know a lot of the ideas that I get for stories are from music. Like for example, I actually have to write a short story for one of my classes soon. And I haven't written a short story in like years. It's been quite a while, so it was a bit weird for me to try to like come up with ideas and get back into that type of world because I'm used to writing novels. So I'm used to writing long stories that stretch on for like ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, right? So it's been a minute since I've had to write something that was condensed within a certain amount of pages. I actually was scrolling through like all my notes because sometimes I'll write story ideas in my notes app on my phone, maybe on my computer, don't matter. Right. So I'll write them down in there. And there was this one idea I had from years ago. Basically, it was supposed to be like a kind of like a love story, kind of like a what the hell was the name of that movie? Does anybody remember the name? It's like a bridge to something. If anybody remembers the name of the movie where these two kids had fun in the woods and had like some magical mystic misadventures. You know, it's all in their head. Kids building fantasy lands and shit. And then the girl died because she drowned in the pond. If anybody remembers the name of that movie, please tell me, because I'm struggling right now to think about it. And I don't want to look it up right now. But anyways, the vibes of that story were kind of like that. And then also kind of like Beautiful Creatures, which I'm rereading. I don't know if you've ever read that series, but please read it. It's basically about these two people who fall in love, and it's fantasy, and you know, the character's like stuck in a small town. So anyways, small town vibes. But okay, I lost my train of thought. Okay, I'm gonna restart this because, like, I completely lost my train of thought. I don't even remember where I was going with this. But anyways, yeah, so speaking of this idea of trying to find inspiration through music or books or whatever, I actually have to write a short story for one of my classes, and I was struggling to figure out how I wanted to do it and struggling to come up with an idea, because if you guys remember, I'm more of a novel writer. I haven't written a short story in God knows how long. So to try to step right back into that medium was almost a little weird, but fun nonetheless. So I was looking through my notes app, because I tend to write, you know, random story ideas in my notes app all the time. Like, it doesn't matter. And I came across this one idea I had years ago that's basically kind of like a little romance story between somebody who lives in a small town and someone who's more of like a nomad, I guess. Kind of bounces from place to place, and they end up going on a trip together. It's a whole cute little thing, right? And it's called Chemical Kids. Why is it called Chemical Kids? There's actually a song called Chemical Kids by Major Myjah. It's Myjah? M-Y-J-A-H. I think that's how you say it. I might be butchering it. But anyways, that song is basically about two small town kids falling in love. It's so super cute. And I remember that song like it was yesterday. And I thought, damn, that would be a really good idea for this story I have to write. So I ended up writing the story. It's more of like a little first chapter snippet type of thing, because I want to kind of expand on that idea eventually. But it was really fun. And I think that having that song kind of solidify how I wanted to tell the story really helped. So that's what I'm saying about finding inspiration in little things. Literally, a song literally inspired like a whole story slash book. So that's what I'm saying. If you pay attention to things like that, it can really help fuel your creativity. Even better, you can go on websites that have writing prompts. You can just search up, oh, writing prompts for whatever genre you're into. You can go on there. I'm sure that there's writing prompts on Instagram or Twitter or anywhere, really, like TikTok. So if you're really looking for inspiration that bad, there's plenty of resources that you can use. Now, even though I don't really have a lot of resources that I use for like short story prompts or whatever, I do have a lot of YouTube channels that I think would be really helpful for new writers, so I'm gonna link them down below. They know exactly what they're talking about. They talk about everything down from outlining to self-publishing to how to market your book. There's a whole bunch of stuff, so trust me, these people are perfect if you're just starting out and you're really trying to get like an idea on what you should try to do. But like I already said, don't bog yourself down with too much research. But they're great resources in case you continue writing or if you still just need help on certain things. So I will put them down in the description and y'all can have fun with that. One thing that's incredibly important in order to be a good writer and or start writing in general is you need to read. I know that sounds really cliche, but reading is incredibly important if you want to not only study how to write and write effectively, but also figure out your own voice. You have to study the style of people's writing in order to really find your own way of doing it. And even then, it's going to change. Mine has changed a lot. Trust me, I've read people's books and then tried to kind of play around with other people's styles or read different ways people wrote or said things. Read how other people told their stories in order to really figure out how I wanted to tell mine. I will say that my writing style has consistently changed throughout the years. It's definitely not the same that it used to be. It's way different. Like, if you look at the stuff I used to write when I was first starting out versus now, I've grown exponentially. There's been so many different changes. I would say that if there's a specific genre that you want to write, then you need to read that genre in order to understand, like, okay, here's the elements I like, here's the elements I want to take away from it, and here's the elements I don't want to ever include in my shit, right? This is what I want to do differently. that way you can kind of come up with your own little niche or come up with your own way of doing it. So I think that's very important. I'm going off the script here because I ran out of shit in my blog post, so I'm struggling to come up with stuff off the top of my head. But I also think it's important to believe in yourself as well. You are talented, so don't ever think for a second that you're not. When you read other people's stuff, don't sit here and compare yourself and think, damn, my stuff isn't like this, or think that, dang, I can't get people to buy my book, or I can't get people to read my short story, so maybe I'm not as good as I think. And that is a complete lie. You are just as talented as the rest of us, and you're always going to keep learning. You're going to keep growing. If people don't want to read your stuff, then that has nothing to do with you. I would say that you need to take constructive criticism accordingly. Yes, don't think that, okay, if they're giving me constructive criticism, then they're just a hater. No, they're not a hater. They're just trying to help you. So I would say you got to differentiate between what constructive criticism is and what being an asshole is. So if somebody's being an asshole, I wouldn't take it personally. But if somebody's trying to give you constructive feedback, then I would take that and use it accordingly. But what I'm saying is that if people don't take the time to read your stuff or do any of that, like I said, it's not a reflection on you. So don't get upset. And don't think that you're less of a writer because of that. And don't think that because you're not as big as these other big name people that you're less than. You're not. Your writing is valid and your stories are valid. And trust me, there's somebody that wants to hear it and wants to read it. So don't ever think for a second that what you're doing isn't important and isn't worth something, because it is. That was a lesson I've had to learn and relearn for years, and I'm still relearning, because I can't count the amount of times that I'll write something and think, damn, these people aren't gonna read it, or damn, this shit isn't gonna pop off, or damn, am I really as good as I think? Because I see all these people doing better than me and I don't understand why. And like I said, that goes back into imposter syndrome. Please go right ahead and check out that episode, because I go way more into depth, so I'm not gonna bombard you here. But it's just a matter of believing in your own capabilities and being your own best cheerleader when no one else is going to be. So that's one big piece of advice that I wish I would have learned earlier, because I think it would have saved me a lot of heartache. All right, so let's get into my next tip. So if you're a new writer, you have to actually write, and that means having to be disciplined and set a schedule. I don't do this now, but I'm also a seasoned writer, so I have excuses. But I think if you're just starting out, you need to take the time to write every day. If you don't take the time to write, you're never going to get better. It's kind of like a muscle. If you don't continuously work out that muscle, you're never going to see any improvement. So how do you keep yourself on a schedule? Well, some people use planners, some people use bullet journals, some people use digital calendars or whatever, but I actually was on Instagram earlier today, and I came across this post about how somebody wrote 3 novels consistently, and this person had said that they use the NaNoWriMo website, which, if you don't know what NaNoWriMo is, it's National Novel Writing Month. That's usually November, but they actually have a whole site that you can use, and what's even better is that they actually have like a schedule thing that you can use, so you can just put the amount of words you want to use for the day or set a completion date. And it's great if you want to have something physical that you can use as a tracker. It will help keep you consistent with your writing, because it motivates you, because you're like, oh, well, I got this many done, so if I get this many done, then I'm closer to my goal, and da 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 da. So it kind of actually works out. I've used it before and it kind of worked for me, but I also have a lot of other stuff to do, so I don't know, I don't really have the time as much. So but I think if you do have the time, you should use that resource, and I'll put it down below if you really want to check out the website. But that does not mean that you should force yourself to write more than you're capable of. If you really just wake up one day and you're like, I really just can't pump anything out, then don't stress yourself out. It's not that fucking serious. There's no point in rushing something. So just do it if you can, but also don't wait for inspiration to strike. Because I think that's really the downfall for a lot of writers, is that we wait for inspiration to strike to write, and then we never actually get anything done. And I will say I'm a culprit of this, so it happens to the best of us, even the most seasoned people. But I wouldn't recommend that if you're just starting out. Trust me, if you start building this habit now where you motivate yourself to write through things like this, you will be a lot better off as you continue in your writing career. Next tip. Same thing about motivation, but this time you have to focus on the goal. You want to get that book done, right? You want to get that short story done, right? Well, think about getting it done. Think about that moment when you can hold a physical product in your hand. Do you know how great that feels? That feeling never changes. If anything, it just gets better every single fucking time. Okay. I can't count the amount of times that I've had so much joy by holding a physical copy of my story or my poetry in my hand. Like, it just hits different. So if that helps motivate you to get to your goal faster, then by all means do it. There's nothing wrong with that. I would say that for another tip for new writers is write what you're passionate about. There hasn't been one book that I've written so far that I wasn't passionate about on some level. So, for example, we'll talk about Set Me Free. I'm passionate about Set Me Free because at the time I was trying to be be my own form of an activist. I was trying to be an activist a little bit about Black issues in the world and whatever, right? And that story is important to me because I'm passionate about those issues. Because, you know, if you didn't already figure this out, I am Black. So it affects me on a daily basis. So I'm passionate enough to write about it. So you got to find what that spark is. For you, it could be anything, really. It don't matter. It could be you want to be political in your work. Maybe you don't want to be political in your work and you're passionate about really sweet love stories. It doesn't matter. It could be as serious or as stupid as you want. But find what you like to write and find your passion. And in turn, you're going to find your niche and you're going to find your voice. And you will continue to grow and become a better writer because of it. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't still experiment. I still think it's important to experiment so you can keep growing your talent. I mean, I think it's important to keep experimenting because writing is almost like a muscle. So you have to keep working that muscle. If you keep doing the same thing, then it's never going to grow. You know what I mean? So you got to experiment in order to keep that thing fresh and keep it alive and keep it brand new. So you got to keep doing that. So another tip is don't rush it either. Don't ever rush a story. Don't ever rush yourself to pump something out immediately because you think, okay, I need to get this out now. Take your time with it. Especially if it's your debut, take your time with it. Because remember, if this is your debut, this is your first introduction into the industry or into the self-publishing world, if you self-publish or traditionally publish. This is your first real step. This is your first impression. So